Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Up to 90.
Here we are. We're doing the podcast.
We need to work on your here we are and here we go again, because it's always coming in as a bit of a, another week, another dollar.
But it's more like, it's my personality, but it's not like, oh, another podcast. It's like another fucking week. What's going on?
Yeah. But I used to say that about our old buddy, old pal, Laura O'Mahony and her story time. You know the way the story time would be at 6 o'clock and I'd see Laura O'Mahony's going live. I just see that and think, oh my God, another day over. I just can't believe it.
It's like when Friday rocks around and people are like, happy Friday. I'm like, oh, it's Friday, is it? I'll take your word for it. I'm not convinced.
But yeah.
Look, we'll saunter on. This is life.
Welcome to Up to 90. If you're not familiar with the premise, it's basically just myself and Emma talking shit every week. We're working towards our dream. Our dream being that people will pay us to talk shit for a living. That's the goal, isn't it, Emma?
That is the goal, yeah, because then we could just focus on the podcast, focus on the focus on the creative side of life. And yeah, but listener hasn't allowed us to do that yet. So,
well, some people have, and we're going to
some
give them
people
credit,
have.
But
yeah.
I think I
a
know
lot who haven't, a lot who haven't, though. Let's be fair.
Well, the majority have.
Sorry, let's just say, yeah, exactly. The majority feel quite okay to listen, ask where episodes are, send DMs, but don't want to throw us a couple of euro.
Well, the thing okay, listener, just a bit of vulnerability. A bit of vulnerability from Emma and Judy. We really, really want the podcast to be our life. We want it to be our salary. We want to live the dream, which is that we have this little podcast. We're going for, is it nearly 3 years, Emma? 2.5? It's over 2.5 years now.
Over 2.5 years, yep.
Meeting in dodgy car parks, putting up with all sorts. We've done it all to keep this bad boy going. And we are on track of realizing our dream, which is to hopefully live off the podcast. But we're not quite there. So we just want to give a shout out to the people, the Sounders, who are giving us $3 a month for not one, not two, not three, but four extra episodes, and it means so much to us. So our $3 babies, I'm going to go through the latest people. We have Stacey Stack, Jennifer, one name only, Nicola Orr, Kira F, Kelly C, Siobhan C, Erin Lee M, Lauren M, Kira Max C, Victoria M, Lainey H, Emma G, which sounds that, was there Spice? No, Emma G, Emma B was the Spice Girl. Emma G, and we have Shauna, one name only. Thank you so much for helping us live our dream, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It really does. If you do want to support us, we have obviously our Patreon page. $3 a month gets you the four extra episodes, and for $6 you get to also get four extra videos, and you get access to our little Zoom parties.
Yes, and actually when I put up a video there the other day, I did say to people that after the new addition to the family comes and settles into the world, we will spice things up again.
We're mixing it up. We were talking about it already last week. Yeah, so once my baby appears, my first text time is going to be to you from that maternity ward, saying, "Listen, I've had a few ideas regarding the up to 92. So we're going to mix it up again, guys."
Up to 90 with Emma and Julie.
Oh, yeah. I know, but you know what? Actually, speaking of that, you know the little baby now, he's going to have to go to the neonatal ward for a couple of days because I'm on the insulin injections.
Have to go off.
But I mean, sure, look, it'll give me a great chance to catch up on the emails.
It will.
And by emails, you know I mean McDonald's. I was quite upset about it. And I was, you know, bawling and crying. And I was like, oh, that's it. Like, the bond is gone. Like, we're never going to be close. Because, you know, you have this kind of separation anxiety. So I was saying, oh, no, like, he'll never love me as a mother. He'll always feel abandoned. But then was talking to a mate of mine, was like, no, like, just so you know, like, my last little fella had to go to the neonatal. And she was like, that was just chipper time. Like, I was like, it's time to go to the chipper. She's like, it's grand. You can visit anytime you want. So that made me feel a lot better. But we will. We'll mix up the tears ASAP once the baby's here.
But sure, you're going to be in for a few days yourself anyway.
Well, I wonder, I don't know how long. You hear about people like, as in the forceps is barely out, and they're like, listen, just dry yourself off there. And... if you want to visit the baby tomorrow, kind of thing. So I don't know. Do they keep? I mean, a night or two, I'm presuming.
Well, at least a night. I suppose it depends when you have the baby.
It depends if you have an epidural and all that. So yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so I'll see. But I don't know. So So thank you to that friend who did tell me, oh, don't worry. It's just going to be chipper time and you can visit anytime you want. It's like, oh yeah, that's great.
And I'm sure it's only like they know that they're doing it already, so I'm sure it's just keep them there to make sure everything's okay. You know what I mean? It's not like it's a sudden thing that they don't know what they're dealing with, or you know.
Well, this is it. It's just, yeah, it's all part of the plan.
And you'll be able to go in for, like, cuddles and all that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you see, this is it. Then when I started asking the questions, because, of course, I started bawling, crying, emotional wreck than I am. And then they did say, they were like, no, look, you can visit anytime you want and stuff. So I was like, okay, that's grand. It'll be fine.
It's not like it's a tiny, tiny baby who may have like real difficulty coming into the world, so you know you maybe can't even hold them. Or
please God, I'm touching wood here now, please God,
you're far enough along now anyway, do you know what I mean?
I know. Well, the thing is, if I went into birth at the moment, like, he'd still be like a 7.5 pounder probably. Yeah. In and there. But now I know they are wrong about the weight, but just because of the diabetes, they're usually bigger anyway. So, the way it's not going to be. Like, I feel, even when I'm doing the injections, it just feels like I'm pumping the baby full of steroids or something. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be giving birth to this Eastern European 1980s bodybuilder. Like, what the hell is going on? It does feel kind of strange.
I'm sure it does. I can imagine that it would feel strange, but.
Because they wanted me to, like, inject into the belly. And I was like, I know you're not injecting into the baby, but I'm just, I'm just imagining the baby's face. And I was like, no, I can't. I'm just going to go for the owl thigh. Luckily, we have a bit of a deposit in the thigh area in terms of fat. So I have plenty of areas to choose from. So that's a top tip. Just a top tip.
And can we
for have the, you got the higher BMIs?
Do you have a date?
The 8th of September, but it'll probably be before then.
Oh, okay.
The week that was, at least I didn't break my back. Did you see Simon Cowell apparently broke my back? Do you know, am I believing it?
Why wouldn't you believe it? Like, what, you think Katie broke the feet and he's getting in on it? Like, oh, I actually broke my back. Well, so.
I mean, it's the new thing now, isn't it? I mean, if 2020 was a news story, it would be poor Katie and the broken feet. I don't know. Like, I mean, obviously he did have a bit of an accident, but I mean, breaking the back is just so extreme. I don't know. I mean, Simon, obviously, you know, we're going to be Team Katie for life. But I presume he was on the Holly Bobs riding an electric bike. Like, already I'm out. Riding an electric bike, Emma.
I'll always really like, you know, not really like, I'll always like Simon Cowell. You know what I mean? In fairness to him, he has given us, everyone, a lot of entertainment over the years. Like, when he first came out and he would just tell people that they were shit and he'd be like, yeah, they are shit. Like, this is, I can't believe he's actually just telling them that they're shit. Like, and now he's obviously, well, he's still, you know, he's still the same character, but the face went a little bit off the charts. I think the start of it was the teeth, wasn't it? The teeth kind of went to
the veneers were crazy.
I just feel like the veneers, I mean, you don't see that many that actually fit the person's head.
Oh, I think they're such a bad move. I mean, I don't know. I feel exactly that they never look natural. This is the thing.
But it's just that they never fit the head.
They're always too big for the head. Yeah, always too big for the head.
And when someone says to me, like, that they're going to Turkey to get them done, I'm just like, sorry, I think I'd be paying a fucking premium price. I would, if I was getting them done, I'd be like, it's like a plastic surgery. I would not be looking for a fucking deal. I'd be looking for the best of the best.
Well, I just think when it's your face, surely you should be spending money on the face. I mean,
restructuring your fucking face. And like, obviously he's got a whole wedge of cash. And to me, when I see them, it just looks like he's just got fucking veneers. Like, if I had, like, I suppose, like, oh, easy for you to fucking say, Emma, because, like, I've never had braces or anything. But if I had a few dodgy teeth, I think what I'd do is I'd whiten the fuck out of my teeth. And then I get veneers on the dodgy teeth and match them up. Okay. I don't think you need to get, like, a full mouth of veneers. It's just they always look too big for the mouth, like.
Well, they always just look like false teeth, don't they?
Yeah.
In your head. Do you know who's gone to Turkey actually this week? And they're all off to Turkey because poor old Katie had the fall, as we know, off the ball. Impressing the new fella. We've all done it. Hey, look at me jump. No, Katie, it's concrete. I can do it. Fuck the haters.
Yeah. He's probably like, he's probably like 20 years younger than her or something.
Oh, sure, Court. Look, I think he's like 24, 25 or something.
She's like, I love jumping off walls.
And Katie's just like, oh, yeah, mates, you know.
Me and my mates always do this down the shops. And he's like, what?
Yeah. He's like 24, 25 and she's already saying things like, he's a really good stepdad. And Princess is like, fuck this. Okay.
She probably met him from like fucking poking him on Facebook or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, fuck sake.
Oh, he's on TikTok without any irony. He's just on TikTok at the moment. That's where he's at. So, Katie, we've all been there. We're like, how are we going to impress the fella, jump off the wall? And we all know how that turned out. So that was in Turkey. And then Don Osborne was over getting his teeth done in Turkey this week as well.
And geez, were his teeth not already done? Now his were all right,
I'm going to look at a before picture of Dana's one, because I never thought he had bad teeth. You see, this is more of it where everyone's just.
I thought he had kind of quite good looking veneers, actually, from what I remember of him.
Yeah, he'd lovely teeth. Maybe he was just getting them, I don't know, I was going to say updated, but that's the wrong word.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. Something. I'm sure they're probably bald for like 10 years or something, though, anyway.
Surely, yeah. Well, I'd imagine Simon's getting his money worth. But, yeah, so look, I shouldn't say, I mean, obviously the man did fall off his electric bike. You know, I'm not doubting that. But it seemed very dramatic the way it was phrased. Although, thank God, you know, we're all very happy to hear that it didn't, you know, cause any, I think his spinal cord and everything is okay. They were saying that it missed the spinal cord so that, you know, he'll be all right.
But you're like, he's obviously in his 60s now and he's still, like, fair fucks to him. He's still smoking like a fucking trooper.
Which I actually kind of respect, because he's been living in the States for a long time. And although I've always been very anti-smoking, like, my whole life, but that's just because my parents were smokers. I mean, I kind of respect the fact that he's, like, still doing his thing from that point of view.
Yeah. You see, I remember hearing that Cheryl said, and Cheryl was quizzed on, does she smoke? And she's like, saying something, she'd have about four a day. And I was like, oh, I was like, she's purely just having a smoke with Simon on the smoke break on the X Factor, trying to get in with the fucking Kill Gang. I was like, that's obviously what. But it's funny you say that you were real anti-smoking because your parents smoked. My parents smoked as well. And I loved the smokes from like day one.
So funny.
And like, my brothers don't smoke. I'm sure they tried it or whatever, but they didn't smoke. But I remember, I think it was Steve, and one of their mates said to them, oh, does it not bother you? Like, obviously, because he didn't smoke at the time. They're like, oh, does it not bother you, like, that your parents smoke in the house, whatever? And he was like, no. Like, I don't remember being aware of, like, the smell of smoke or anything like that.
Oh, I think it goes either way. I think when you grow up with smokers, you either end up a smoker yourself or you end up really anti-smoking. So it's not, it's not like I'd be going around the park, you know, telling my 15-year-old mates, I really don't think you should be smoking, but I just was never into myself. And I think that was my way of rebelling, because I was such an anxious child that from a young age, mum was like, look, just have a fag and chill the fuck out. And I was like, no. So it was my way of rebelling against my mother.
Yeah, that was solid advice from your mum. You could have just even just the ultras, do you know what I mean? Just to kind of steady yourself a little bit.
But look, people have been pushing drugs on me for years trying to get me to chill the fuck out. And like, at this stage, no more than Katie jumping off the wall, it's done, it's over. I'm not going to take up smoking for the first time at 37.
Well, sure, look, give it a few weeks. I mean, the childbirth thing, that might be the thing that finally tips you over the edge.
Pushes me over the edge. It could be. Yeah, it could. I say this, you know, at 37, I won't be doing it, even though I am 36. The way I always like to add a year on. But you know, outside that neonatal ward, I'm going to be puffing away in the dressing room. Like, it's gonna start then. Speaking of smoking, the X Factor, do you remember? And I know we did mention this on the extra episode because we were talking about Talisa. But do you remember that? Oh, I always think about Gary Barlow's comment to Talisa. I don't know what offends me more, that comment or that fag ash breath. Oh. It was so cruel, wasn't it?
It was. I feel like going on one of those, you know, those live Facebooks he does when he's singing with somebody. I feel like going on and commenting and saying, do you remember that? Do you remember when you said that to Lisa? That was real nasty, wasn't it?
No. Actually, you know what? I wonder the comments, like, are they controlled or could you say that? You could totally, I'm sure you could.
I don't know. I actually haven't seen one of them, like, live unfolding. I did, oh my God. And you know why it's in my head? Because over the last week or two, Maybe this is why I'm in a kind of like a weird mood. I watched the Steps reunion thing, and then I watched Steps Back on the Road Again. Now, like anyone else, when Steps was around back in the day, if they were on the radio, I'd sing along or whatever. But like, I didn't buy any of their music, even when they went on tour there recently. Like, there wouldn't be a fucking shot of me paying like 80 quid for a ticket. If somebody had given me a free ticket, I'd be like, I'd really have to think about it. Like, Jesus, do I want to get that fucking ossified to go and enjoy that gig? Because you would
If a friend of mine, and I'm already imagining the friend in question who would say, you'll never guess what, but I've a spare ticket to Steps, I would be saying to myself, is it worth my Leap card though? Is it?
Yeah, like it would have to, I think like at something, if I was completely hammered, a Steps medley would be about the height of it, you know what I mean?
But, all you need is a medley. It's like five. Yeah. You don't need
an hour and a half.
No. We can get all the songs, put together all the songs and be done in 10 minutes. And everyone can move on with their lives.
But I saw Gary do one with Claire recently. I was having a look at her Instagram page to see what she was up to. So she's still fucking singing away. Actually,
because Fred was quite a fan of the live Gary Barlow sessions during the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with Gary, like, obviously he is a talented musician, Claire can sing, all that crack, but I used to laugh at all these people who started these live sessions thinking we'll be out of lockdown by the summer, but now all the live sessions have just kind of gone away when people are like, oh no, this is just the future now. So I'm just going to go on this.
See, that's the thing. It's like everyone thought that it would just be for a little bit of time, and it's like, no, it's still fucking trucking on.
This is it, because you see, that's the thing. Like everyone, and we were saying this, I think, the last week, but we all thought this would be done by the summer because that was the timeline in China, in that it was about 3 months, and then obviously they were telling people we're done with coronavirus now. So everyone was like, okay, it takes about 3 months to kind of get it down to zero. We can work with that. And sure, then obviously it turned out that that wasn't the case. So all these live sessions and, you know, lockdown events and all that kind of crack, like they've just kind of gone away. They've just kind of died a silent death.
But you know how I know it's back? I don't listen to any news. I don't, none of that, because I don't trust it. How I know that it's back with a vengeance is my dad's back sending the memes into the family WhatsApp group. So now I'm like, oh, it's back.
Numbers are up.
Yeah, I'm like, I know we've got another few months of this now again. That's how I know.
Mom sent me a few good ones because, you know, the way they're in Neeks up now.
Yeah.
So they're part of this local lockdown. So Mom sent me one or two, which I have to say were quite edgy for Mom, you know, in terms of sense of humor. I was like, oh, Mom. And then it was funny because she was saying, your dad was saying it's in really bad taste, but I still think it's gas, which kind of made me laugh because, like, Mom is so not an edgy humor kind of person. But then, and you know, you were getting the memes from Dad, like Newbridge now twinned with Wuhan and all the rest. And you've already gotten it from 17 people, but you still have to throw the laughing face in. So they're locked down in Nice up at the moment.
Dear me. And it's 2 weeks, is it?
It's 2 weeks. Now, I have to say, they're fine about it, you know, because to be honest, they're not really, it's not like they're out and about anyway as such, because, you know, obviously with Dad and stuff, they'd be extra careful. So it's not going to make a huge difference. But I was a bit disappointed because they had said they'd made me come down for a couple of days and they were going to try to work it. So now that has been postponed. At this stage now, they'll just hang on, I'd say, until the baby's here, hopefully, and be able to come down for a few days.
It'd be even better if it happens when the baby comes, because then, like, you're like, they'll actually be of use to you.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you know what?
You know, you can come down for a few days. Your mom can leave you a few fucking casseroles or whatever. You know what I mean? So it'd be great. It may be, you know, it could
be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
No, it'll be fine. Yeah, no, it could be grand. I think it was just that I was like, oh, okay.
It was something to look forward to. Yeah, it was something to look forward to and change up.
But like, mom's very funny because she's now ringing me on video call from all these shops in Maynooth. But it's like Maria, like, supposedly to show me like bits and bobs and to see if I want them. But really what she's doing is she rings and she shows you a bag or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, nobody needs to go to Dublin. Everything's in Maynooth. So she's, you know, mom is just such a diehard by the rules person, obviously, as a primary teacher, like, it's the rules or nothing. So she now is on, you can tell she's on high alert neighborhood watch.
Oh,
for anyone who's coming back with any semblance, if there's a whack a Liffey Valley off a shopping bag, she's all about it. She's like, definitely that person has been to Liffey Valley, which of course is only down the road, but it is technically Dublin. So she's on high alert at the moment.
Oh, she's dead right. But you know, like, I'm just going to say this, okay, because it's a podcast and we're all about transparency and all that. I have a pack of Brady's Family Ham in the fridge, and I have tucked into it over the weekend. I was like, am I going to get the corona? I was like, is the corona in the packet? So what I did was I just opened it out away from me so that if there was any corona in it, it could just kind of like fly out. And the ham, I think that's what you're meant to do. And the ham tasted grand.
That's pure science. Yeah, that's pure science, Emma.
I know, like, they obviously have, you know, it's apparent that all these meat factories have terrible working conditions for people. You know, terrible salary, all the rest of it, but the ham is nice. The ham is nice. So
that,
I mean,
crumbed ham. Well,
you're kind of rocking a hard place, you know what I mean? Like, but it does taste good, because I can imagine if anything went to court, the defense for Brady's Family Ham would just pass out packets of Brady's Family Ham to the fucking jury or something. They'd be like, no, it is good.
Do you know what? Or do you know what they do? They would say to the jury after lunch, "Did you like those sandwiches? Did you? That was a nice sandwich, wasn't it? Yeah. Did it taste to you of unethical working practice? No, it was a nice crumbed ham sandwich. Well, let me tell you where that sandwich came from." And then they produce the Brady's ham, and everyone would be like, "Oh, come on, like, do we have to wait this out for the afternoon? Because I think the decision has been made." Like, they were lovely sandwiches.
All the pieces of evidence would just be different varieties, well, like, of Brady's offerings. And you know the way, like, the worst thing you can do to people, like, say, extras on a production or whatever, as long as you keep people, in 98% of cases, no matter what the circumstances, as long as you keep people fed, they will be fucking happy. That's care about. So, like, they just would keep just giving them, like, oh yeah, hey, sample, it's sample evidence or whatever. So they'd just be fed the whole way through.
And they just say, and look, you know what, this isn't, it's not even on the market yet, but if you're feeling festive, and then they produce some stuffed turkey slices and
everyone getting excited and clapping.
And the prosecution would be like, "Your Honor, how is this relevant?" And everyone's just tucking it. The judge is like, "Shut the fuck up over there. Sorry, we're feeling festive over here. Thank you. We're having a turkey sandwich."
Oh, next thing you know, it's a fucking carvery. Like, do you know what I mean?
I know. Well, that would be the only question when they're that would be the only question when they're selecting the jury. Do you eat meat? Okay, yeah. You eat meat, so yeah, great. Okay, fantastic.
I see some young one with like a septum piercing and a shaved head. They're like, "Fuck up, get out!"
She'd be putting one doc on the stand, and they're like, "You can go." Okay, there's no, you're not in trouble. Just take your matcha latte and you're fine. Okay, let's just save ourselves the time here. Okay, next.
Oh, your outfit's lovely. Where'd you get it? Oh, I got it in a charity shop and I just read it. Fuck off.
Yeah, they get to charity. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Sorry, did you just put your water bottle in the recycling bin? Fuck off.
No, I think we were all, look, let's face it, we were all craving a bit of deli meat over the weekend, like all this stuff about deli meat. But I mean, it's I don't know, like, I mean, ultimately, I know a lot of people are giving out online about the local lockdown and stuff, and, you know, why are people in, say, Leaks of Maynooth, Selbridge, etc., being prevented from going into Dublin? But you have to, I suppose, it seems arbitrary, but it's just easier to do it by county lines, isn't it?
Well, it's that or it's the whole place. And I assume that's how it's going to be now. It's going to be, you know, every week we're going to be waiting to hear which county's on lockdown.
Oh, I would say so. I mean, it's easy.
Do you know when the shit will hit the fan? Yeah. The shit will hit the fan if it happens in Wexford. Not even Dublin. If it happens in Wexford, Wexford and Dublin will go apeshit, and that's when it'll kick off, because people like to be going down to the mobiles, they like to be going down to the holiday home, you know, when it's obviously 40 minutes down the M50. If that happens, it's loiting, it's tipping over cars, bonfires.
Yeah, it will be probably riots in the street in Dublin. But I would say the people in Wexford would maybe like to have Wexford for themselves for a couple of weeks.
Maybe.
What do you think? It's hard to know. Well, look, I think you're totally right. I think it's just this is the future. Well, the near future. I'm still optimistic that this is going to work itself out and we'll get a cure, a vaccine, or whatever it is we need to get. But I think that it will just become localised. I mean, it's like people were giving out about it, but like there was 120 cases in Kildare the other day. Like, you know what I mean? That's just too many.
Yeah, and it's not a big place. Well, Ireland isn't a big place, full stop. So I mean, obviously you can do the whole county thing, but like there's obviously plenty of people who go to Kildare or work in Kildare that live in Dublin, you would imagine. And Shane's like, no, if they work in Kildare, they're not going to live in Dublin where it's going to, you know, cost of living is going to be more expensive. And I said, but that's not always the case, because are living in Dublin, and then you kind of, you know, depending on what your line of work is or whatever, you kind of, you know, everyone has those situations where you end up getting a job where you fucking can get a job or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. And also, sure, you have to factor in your partner. So a lot of the time people are living in Dublin because their partner has to or wants to live in Dublin.
Yeah.
Or say in Fred's case, he's living in West Kerry because his partner wants to live in West Kerry. You know, it's the same. It's just a relationship, isn't it?
There's lots of other factors involved, apart from like where you work.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, totally. I mean, I did feel awfully bad for the people of Offaly because thank you, Pun City. Do you see what I did there?
Yeah. We all saw.
Thank you, Mark Mangolo, for the inspiration. But I mean, look, obviously, numbers wise, they weren't as bad. But look, it has to be done. So, you know, anyway, look, Mom's on Liffey Valley Watch, so she's doing her bit, and hopefully people will kind of, you know, keep within the county bounds and all that, because it is important. I know people say, it's only down the road. But you see, if everyone had that attitude, it's just, you really have to kind of get on the community vibe and all the rest. You know, hopefully people will stick with it.
Speaking of Lucan, actually, and Liffey Valley, I went for dinner on Saturday night. I think you were invited, but you just blanked it or whatever. But I found out some gossip at the dinner.
Is this our mutual friend?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yes. And I'm just saying, I didn't get any text to go for dinner, by the way. I mean, I think everyone knows that I'm not living in Dublin at the moment, but I will double check this.
I don't know. I don't have any details. I just this got worried.
This is a erroneous allegation.
I got the word I got was, oh, I said it to Julie. Obviously, she's living in Kerry, but, you know, just say it to her just in case she did fancy it. And I said, oh, yeah. But the gossip I got was, you know, the actress who plays Hyacinth Bouquet.
Yes.
So this is obviously fairly current, hot off the press. The actress who plays Hyacinth Bouquet is in a long-term committed relationship with Pat Butcher from EastEnders.
No, yeah. I don't believe it.
This was news to me.
Hang on,
I'm Googling
it.
Can't you?
I'm Googling it.
Do I haven't even Googled it. That's how it rocked my core. Okay.
What's the name of this actress? Hyacinth Bouquet.
I would say just Google Hyacinth Bouquet and Pat Butcher and see what comes up.
Okay, let's have a look. Hyacinth Bouquet, Pat Butcher. This is so funny. I'll look it up. Oh, it has been Googled before.
Oh.
Hyacinth Bouquet and Pat Butcher. Are Hyacinth Bouquet and Pat Butcher lovers?
Yeah.
This is not the money saving expert. So I think we've gone a bit off track on this financial forum. Okay. No, it's not on that now. It's just people talking nonsense. Okay. I don't know. Is this correct? Oh, the studentroom.co.uk. Surely the students have the knowledge.
Okay, so
back to the day at work was Pat Butcher's going out with Mrs. Book in real life. Everyone said it was true, but is it? 10 question marks. Has anyone else heard this? 10 question marks.
And I'm just looking.
No responses whatsoever.
That would be hush hush.
One person said, I brought this up a while ago. I've heard it for ages, so it's not exactly news.
Oh, fuck you. Passive
aggressive, isn't it? Jesus. Somebody else said, it's bouquet, SMH. What does SMH mean?
SMH, something about humour or something. Something about...
Can I just say something? This is just... I shouldn't say this is what annoys me about third-level students, but this is one of... This forum is one... And thread is what annoys me about third-level
students. SMH means shaking my head. I don't use SMH. I only use TBF. TBH.
So somebody says, oh, no... gets mental image and is forced to scratch own eyes out. And then somebody else says, surely you don't see mental images with your eyes? 10 question marks.
And then somebody else says, funny tone to this group altogether.
It's just so passive aggressive, honestly. Oh,
it's very strange.
So it's a rumor that's been flying around for a while, but there doesn't seem to be any confirmation on it. But it's on a few forums. There's another one here and they're saying it. So Digital Spy, they're saying it. So I don't know. That's so interesting, though. You could see
it. I know, but it totally makes sense to me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
I don't know why, but it does.
Yeah, Sheffield Forum, they're talking about the Answer Bank. They're talking about it. All the big spots.
This is crazy.
Yeah, man. No, that's quite salacious, Emma. Wow.
Well, it's just the fact that they've been. It hasn't been, two stars in a relationship that have managed to keep it,
quiet.
I think.
And I wonder, is it a long term relationship?
Oh, I think it's like. Years.
Wow.
Years.
Well, based on what I've looked up so far, it seems to be kind of a lot of people have said it, but it has been neither confirmed nor denied by the relevant parties. But right. I think the fact that a lot of people are saying it is quite exciting.
Very exciting.
Very, see, very exciting.
Because their characters are so kind of, you know, they have a costume. They probably in their own regular gear, they mightn't, you know, well, maybe if they were together now, people might start to tweak. But you know what I mean? I'm sure they look quite different. And I know they sound quite different as well in real life. So,
but I mean, I'm sure their aesthetic is totally different. And even Hyacinth Bouquet, like you look at the pictures of her now when she was in that show. And you just think she wasn't even an old woman, but it was just, you know, obviously the whole aesthetic was that she was an older woman. It's kind of like, do you know the way I would say to you about these supposedly older comedians, and you think they're probably 40. This is the thing. They're probably 41, 42, but they just take that for themselves.
Older comedians, fucking hell. Yeah, because it did suddenly hit me the other day. I was like, I'm glad I copped it, but I was like, oh, I'm like fucking proper L one now.
Well, look,
there's no two ways about it. Like,
it comes back to those few years ago, the last time I went to Pygmalion, and the guy I was shifting at the time. It turning to me saying, I hope when your age I'm still raving. And that's when I knew it was over.
Jesus Christ, had you had sex with this person?
No, just a shift. Just an L shift.
Ah, grand. That's grand. An L shift.
Yeah. Can I ask, before we wrap it up, because you're my pop culture go-to person, what is WAP?
Jesus.
What is WAP? WAP. You know, there was all this talk about Kylie Jenner. People were giving out about her, like in the video with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallions. But what's WAP? They keep calling it the WAP music video.
I actually have no idea. Why do you?
Is it the name of their band or so? Like,
I haven't even watched the video.
Well, the start of it's just Kylie walking up the hall, and then she kind of goes away and we don't see her again. But I just was confused. I love the way I say, is that the name of their band, as if like we're talking about the show bands. I'm sure band is the wrong term as well. But I'll just put in here, what is WAP? I thought you might know.
No, I don't know, and I haven't watched the video. I feel like it's some sort of like American term or whatever. I don't even feel like it's a universal one. I have no idea what that means. Google it there.
Hello?
Are you still there?
Hello?
I don't hear you. Oh, lost connection. Oh, are you back?
Yes, you went there for a couple of minutes, but that's grand. I'll just say to them that it skipped.
I think your connection went, dropped for a minute there.
I think your connection dropped.
Oh, did it? Because it looked like as if it was yours from where I was looking.
Oh, because from, I'm not just saying this now, but it looked like from where I was that yours dropped, because it just went all fuzzy and like light-coloured and there was no movement on it.
Yeah, yours was the same. Oh, well, we'll never know.
Here, I Googled it and WAP is the name of the song.
Oh, so
we're officially Owl Ones. That is what we're saying now. Official Owl Ones.
No, I saw her on Instagram saying that the video was gonna drop, and you know, everyone's whatever, it's gonna drop, everyone's gonna pop, whatever. But I didn't watch the video. The video, you know, it's the censored version of the song, because she said YouTube were just like, you know, come on, what the fuck? And she was like, okay, fair enough. So I don't know what she was doing in the explicit version of it. I don't know whether she had like her fucking hoop rimming the camera. I mean, I don't know. But we'll probably never know.
Look, we're all sick of YouTube censoring our hoops. We'll just end it on that.
Fucking big style. Oh. That was going to be my cash cow for fucking lockdown when I finally
caught. Only fans. We were talking about it last week. I think there's definitely a market for it. And at this stage, you know what? YouTube have left us no choice.
No choice.
They're absolute philistines. So, yes. Emma, it's been an absolute pleasure.
As always. Can't believe it's over again.
I know.
Time's going so fast these days.
Another day over. I'll see you for our extra episode in a couple of days.
Yes. And what are we doing this evening, actually? We are
doing a podcast with the lovely Katie Boyle. So we're going to be doing the shift with Katie, and Katie's great. You probably know Katie, but if you don't, she's a fantastic little comedian. She's very, very funny, living in New York, doing her thing. And she's originally from Neakslip, actually.
Very nice.
So she's only from up the road, and she's very, very funny. So she has this podcast, The Shift. So we'll be doing that with her this evening.
Yes.
Check it out.
Three women on a podcast, huh?
What could go wrong? Wow. I'll be looking forward to that now. Be a bit of crack. Come here, missus, I'll let you go. Talk to you soon. Cool. Love ya.
God bless patrons.
Bye, guys.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
When it comes to understanding political issues, I am a self-confessed toddler. That's why I've enlisted the help of Steve, my politically savvy drinking buddy, to help me better understand politics.
Every couple of weeks, we get together and record on topics like what is the politics of language, what is Watergate, how the internet is killing democracy.
We take these big issues and we break them down into silly little comedic bite-sized bits. If you like the sound of that, then search for What Am Politics in your podcast app of choice, or find us here on the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.